Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, you know you better watch out. Some guys are only about that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend the man? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can't. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A bus man sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass. Thinking it's a train girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Think you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. You don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out to win. Come again.
And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
You got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packs pissed out by the waistman, pissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty basement, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the basement court case when the child's before late. Money taking heartbreak, and now you wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silence man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the steam and stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Y'all, you're tuning in to Red Shades at the Hour, and I'm your host, Red Shades. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Today, as you know, we have a very controversial topic. This is about the newcomer, Drake. I want to know, is he overrated or is he not? And I also want to talk about some of the most overrated rappers of all times and some underrated rappers of all times, and not just rappers, artists, period. And I also wanted to touch a certain topic about Drake that may, you know, spark a nerve in a lot of in a lot of people, because, you know, we have some so-called diehard Drake fans or whatever like that. So we, Red Shades and Nasty Ty, we just released our mixtape on July 1st. Make sure you go download that if you didn't. It's a real good mixtape. I hope everybody enjoys it. And, yeah, we're going to have a good show, and we're also going to talk about Jay-Z's Death of Auto-Tune. You know, that track is, you know, it has a lot of mixed reviews. Some people like it, some people don't. And we're going to speak about, do we feel if it's bashing the new generation or if it's something that needs to be said. So like I always do, I let you know, give you a few announcements, and then we're going to get into a few tracks, and then when we come back, we're going to get back into the topic. And like I said, call in. The number is 347-838-9910, because I want to hear your opinion, so you can call in already, because after the tracks are over, we're going to get into it. Holla.
Business. Need a homie who's a realist, someone who wants to find out all that I have to give, who can bring me what is missing. When I talk, she wanna listen, sitting patient, steady waiting for a day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
It's you, you my bond. So,
baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. Can build on. I'm a young man with a whole lot of cash, just looking for a lady I could spend on. So all the young ladies in every little city, when I come to your town, let me know that you're sitting patient, steady waiting for the day when I can't face it. The one that can love me for who I am and so much more.
It's you,
you my bond. I found the one.
Y'all, that was Trey Songz with I Need a Girl. And now we're just going to get straight into the topic. Call a 916, state your name and location.
This is Block. I'm in Sacramento from New Orleans. That's what's up.
Okay, what's happening, Block? Thanks for tuning in.
What's up? Chilling.
Okay, so I just wanted to know. Okay, let's get right into it. What do you feel about Drake? I just want to know.
Like, for the industry, a lot of them, what they feeling is Lil Wayne. And if you feeling Wayne, you're going to feel Drake, because they one and the same to me, if you ask me. And the other artist they listen to is Kanye, and the way that he performs, he looked exactly like Kanye. So he like a mixture of both of them. He got a Kanye swag with Lil Wayne flow.
Yeah, now one thing I wanted to say was, like, I noticed, because I shut off the internet, like, all the time, and I look at these comments on certain videos and things like that, and I read the blogs, And I just, it's funny how all of a sudden, you know, everybody's so Drake crazy. Like, I look, oh, I love Drake, and Drake's the best. Drake's in my top five, and these people didn't know who Drake was a month ago. And now I notice that even the television, like, they're playing his video from 2 years ago. I didn't hear about him until 07, but I wasn't ever a fan like that because, you know, I was listening to Nas and people like that. And now they're playing his video like it just came out. It's called Replacement Girl featuring Trey Songz. And
yeah.
I'm just like, wow, it's funny to me how, you know, all of a sudden everybody loves him. Not saying that all his fans are bandwagoners, but I think the majority of them are, because how do you listen to somebody once this week and then by the end of the week they're in your top five and they're the best? Like, is it because he's an affiliate of Young Money with Lil Wayne and them, or just because you're saying
be
it because everybody else is, like...
And you know the thing about it, I used to watch Degrassi, the little show, like way back. So I started hearing this buzz about Drake, and I heard the song on the radio, and I was like, damn, that dude sounds just like Lil Wayne. Then when I cut on the TV, I see Lil Wayne's friend is dating Rihanna. So I said, damn, that looks like Jimmy from Degrassi, the dude who got shot and all of that and was in a wheelchair. And I wasn't sure that was him. So when I heard his music, I felt like I was still familiar with him because I liked the character that I saw on the show. But as far as top five, who wrote that out of their mind? Top five?
Now, do you feel Drake is talented?
Yeah. I feel like he got some rhyme skills with him. At least he makes sure that he tells people that he write, because most people say that they freestyle and knowing that they memorize, and, you know, it's still the same thing. But he talented. If talented is wordplay, you know, and it seems like he less degrading than Lil Wayne, you know?
Yeah. Like, see, with me, I mean, I think he's cool. Like, I think he's good and everything, but I just think some people are forcing it. They're taking it to the extreme when they're saying, like, oh, he's that great. Like, me personally, I don't hear anything that he's saying that's so, like, you know, so great. Like, I don't understand. So that's what I just wanted to know, and I know a lot of people were like, oh, well, you don't like him. I'm not saying I don't like him. I just want to know what the fuss is all about. You know, and we have another caller. Caller, state your name and location, 210.
D-Mill, San Antonio, Texas, by the way, Nacogdoches, Texas.
What's up, D-Mill?
Nothing much, chilling.
Okay, now, do you have something to say about Drake? Do you like him? Do you think he's overrated? You know, what's going on?
So Drake. All right. Well, so I respect him as an artist, but where he lose cool points with me, he got too much of a heavy influence with Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? He's not original to me.
Okay.
That's the only part. That's the only disagreement I have with him. He's cool as an artist, you know. I don't bang him that much, but he's cool.
But he's
as
cool.
An artist. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to ask both of you guys about this. He just released his video for The Best I Ever Had. Have any of you seen it?
Nah, I
know.
Okay. Well, after this, y'all may want to see it. It has a lot of actually, I don't get it. He said that the video was a metaphor, and it just has a whole bunch of women in there. They're top heavy, and they just show, you know, their breasts bumping all around, and they're just showing, like, I don't get the point. It takes away from what the song, you know, what the song is about. And he caught a lot of backlash for that. Everybody's saying, you know, what's up with it? They dubbed it the Breast I Ever Had video because that's all that's in it when you watch it. And Kanye supposedly directed it. And I didn't like the video at all. I thought it was pretty whack. So everybody who's listening out there, make sure you go watch that video and then call back. I want to have, you know, I want to have a discussion about that. And then I want to touch on the performance at the BET Awards. With not just with Drake, with the whole Young Money clip or whatever like that. Now, I know I've been hearing some things about it. It was unplanned. It was a terrible idea. Drake torn his ACL, and that's why he had to sit on the chair. But, you know, everything about those young girls on stage, like, what do you guys think about that? What do you have to say about that?
You know, a lot of people got on BET about that, CEOs and everything. So BET issued a statement saying that they was mad at the Young Money performance and they sorry to a lot of people. It's the same BET that cut on Uncut at 2 in the morning, the same BET that cut on nothing but shows about sex all through the day and cut on Love and Sex and Magic on 106 and Parks. They issued a statement saying that they were sorry. So then Drake issued a statement saying he was sorry about the performance, and that was Lil Wayne's daughter and her friends that just wanted to be on TV, so they brought them on the
stage. I read that too.
That's what they said it was, and he was like, he's sorry about it, but he was pressured by people, I guess, to put them on, so that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. It's a bad look to me still.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. Whether they had the little girls up there or not, the performance was, I didn't like
whack.
The performance. Yeah, it was whack. So D Mills, did you see that performance?
Nah, I didn't watch it at all. You know, I started watching BET like a year and a half ago. It just started getting trash to me. So
now, what's funny is, oh, sorry, I was going to say, Block, he had his show last Monday. Make sure you check out his show. It's coming. It comes on every Monday. It's a real good show. He talked about the exploitation on the television, and his was specifically about BET. And
yeah.
About the performances on there and everything. And he said that, you know, he doesn't like BET at all. And everybody pretty much agrees with them because the shows that they show on there, especially with the new ones that are coming out, it's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, I just started saying, especially with 106 and Paul. 106 and Paul just got trash. I mean, shoot, the only time I was really into it was when AJ and Free was on there. And, you know, Tiger and that other girl.
Hey.
They did all right, you know what I'm saying? But after they just fell out, I was like, man, what's happening with BET?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all this shit right now, like, for real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I heard by word of mouth how trash the BET Awards was, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't a surprise to me, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so without you knowing that Drake's ACL was torn, how would you rate his performance? Would you say it was good? Was he too laid back, or...
I mean, I didn't see it at all, so I can't really speak on how he performed.
Oh, I was talking. I
would tell you that it was too laid back. He was sitting out. Even when he stood up, he could have done a little more. You know, put a little something on it, but it was way too laid back. And then J. Mills ruined it for me, with especially that comment about Miley Cyrus. In a couple more years, holler at me, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, no, that was Mac Main.
Look, I don't even know their faces. I'm like, that's a sad. So you know what that mean? I mean, you looking at Miley Cyrus right now. You can't wait till she get old enough, huh?
Exactly. You
got to
think about some of those lines in there. You know, and they come out trying to defend it and everything. But you know what? We're going to get into a song. When we get back, we're still going to be talking about this because there's a question that I want to ask, and, you know, it may offend some people, but we have to get it out in the open. All right, so we're getting into this 93 Until.
Hey, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. Right now, you know, we just got to in the studio. We hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we gonna up your how we just chill.
Down the 7 call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Cause she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest soda I ever seen. The weather's heating, Cali getting tweeted, makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibration. So many
Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shape the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. This me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
I want things to go my way, but as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms leave, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Peter Pan and my delivery that's got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person I'm everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before, but inside I'm treading water steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me shopping bag Drizzy, or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you dotted is about to get busy. I'ma kill it, I promise, this I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much, all I want,
I want the money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
That's all I want, bro.
I just wanna be
you gotta tell them straight.
I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it.
Okay, y'all, that was Drake featuring Trey Thompson.
Pardon the flag,
I thought this was over.
Bread, I don't eat.
Sorry for that. We're about to stop it. Having some technical difficulties. Okay. Now It's Stop, because that song is a little bit too long. But what did y'all think about that track right there?
I don't know. He got a little flow, but it's the same thing that you heard from. But before, like, I just got a time out to say that I just saw that video, and it was the lamest video. If lamest is even a word, it was the lamest video I ever saw in my life.
Okay. All right. Well, now, everybody, here's the question that I couldn't wait to ask, and somebody actually mentioned it in a chat room before I could even say it. Now, the next question I want to ask is, do you feel that Drake is Lil Wayne's ghostwriter or wrote for him at any point in time?
Yeah, me, yeah. He wrote for him. You could tell. That's why he just came out. He didn't, like, if somebody was ghostwriting for somebody and they just come out with that same style, knowing that people going to suspect something, that means he wrote for him, and he know that Wayne can't say nothing because he could just expose him and say, nigga, I was writing for you. So what you gonna do? I was writing for you. It's like he had holding him hostage, if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you feel,
D-Mill? Like, I've heard about that. I thought it was just rumors, though. You know what I'm saying? Because when he came out, you know what I'm saying, I heard he was signed Lil Wayne. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying, he's picking up after Lil Wayne. But then again, I also hear about how Lil Wayne copied off of Gilly the Kid and all the other stuff. So I don't know what to believe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to believe. I just hear what I hear.
Okay.
I just hear what I hear.
All right. Now, another thing, now I just want to get into, like, the most overrated rappers, not rappers, artists in the game, and underrated and overrated. And, you know, I made a list because first I'm going to go with underrated first. Now, people may disagree with me. The first person I want to say is Trey Songz. I feel that he's underrated because if you ask me, him and Drake have a similar style as well. And Trey Songz, he's consistent. I like, you know, his music, his albums are good, and He raps a little bit too, but I just like his style, and I feel that people, like, I know girls think he's cute and everything, and that's all I hear them say. I never really hear anybody credit him for his work. Like, he can sing really well. He makes good music. I think he's in his own lane, but people don't give him the credit that he deserves. How do y'all feel about Trey Songz?
I don't know. I think he good at what he do, but he didn't keep him coming. You know, he took a long break, and I ain't hear from him for a while. Like, and when I did first see the song, I was like, man, I like him, you know. Something about braiding your hair, I think the song was about. Well, the chick was braiding his hair in the video. I liked it, but I didn't see him no more, so I didn't know what to think of him.
Oh, okay. Well, D-Mill, do you have it? Do y'all think that him and Drake are similar? They tend to work a lot together, and they just sound the same. I just want to ask, like, why is Drake out there like that but not Trey Songz and a few other people that I'm going to mention?
I mean, Trey Songz, he cool, you know what I'm saying? When he first came out with that Just Gotta Make It, I was feeling that joint, you know what I'm saying? And, like, other stuff he came out with, I liked it too. But at the same time, like Block said, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just fell off the scene for a while. And I think that's why he don't get his credit like he deserved, because he was a good artist. He was a good artist.
Now, excuse me, we have another caller on the line. 857, state your name and location.
Yo, it's Young Chiz, Mattapan.
All right, what's up, Young Chiz? Thanks for tuning in. D-Mill, finish, and then we're going to get into Young Chiz. So, D-Mill.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I never thought about comparing him and Drake together. But, like, from the singing point of Drake and listening to Trey Songz, I can kind of recognize the similarity now. But, you know, if Trey Songz just kept coming with it, I think he'll be higher than he is now.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, now, Young Chiz, did you have anything to say about Drake or overrated rappers or underrated rappers or artists, period, that you feel in the game? What did you have to say?
Actually, yo, right now, I feel like Drake could be the next big thing in hip-hop, as a matter of fact, because he has the charisma for it, he has the swag, and he already has a little fan base. You know what I'm saying? He's also versatile. He can sing and he can rap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what people's already saying that he's writing for Weezy. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a rumor, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
if people's saying that he could write for somebody as high as a stature as Lil Wayne, I think he could be that dope.
Okay. Now, that's good that you brought that up, because me personally, I think at the rate he's going that he could be the next big thing. But do you feel that he's a little bit overrated? Like, is it too early in the game to, like put him in a top five. And if you just heard him last a month ago.
Well, of course, I feel like it is definitely too early to do that because he doesn't even have an album out yet. You know, people just get, it's just this rap thing. It's like, I think in rap, everybody wants to be legendary or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People put out the word legend, quote unquote, in hip hop. Everybody wants to be legendary. So when they see somebody with potential, they automatically jump the gun. But, oh, will he be that? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it is too early. It's definitely too early for him to be doing that.
Okay, and what do you feel about him being a ghostwriter for Lil Wayne? Because we mentioned that about 5 minutes ago, and, you know, some people feel that he is or was, and some people don't, so.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say he's a ghostwriter, but I feel like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't call it ghostwriting, because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes when I'm in the studio with my people, and we all writing, it's like, you know what I mean? Yo, you should say this instead of that, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I don't feel like he ghostwrites. I feel like they all just help each other, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I hate to just let me cut in on that because I heard a verse where both of them said the same thing. Now, as far as I'm concerned, an artist going to think of his own thoughts without no help from nobody. You think of your own thoughts and you write them down. That's what artists do. You're not supposed to get help. Like, if I was in a studio with somebody else and they said, oh, bro, we're rhyming with Star, I'm not going to tell you. You got to think of that yourself.
Nah,
rhyme dictionary. You got to think your own thoughts, bro. You're not no artist. I'm sorry.
That's how I feel. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's all about creativity, you know what I'm saying? So if you over here, you writing, you have writer's block, it don't hurt nothing for somebody's like, yo, all right, what you trying to say? Get your thoughts together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make you less of an artist for anything. Cause some
so you're
people,
saying it's sort of like a team, right?
Yeah, because if you look at Jay-Z, some of Jay-Z's hardest lines he's taken from somebody else. So,
and I don't respect that either.
But you got to give respect where it's needed. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is basically the top rapper right now.
As far as this situation goes, you know what I'm saying, as far as receiving help from one of your partners in the studio, I mean, whenever I'm in the studio and I'm with some of my partners and we writing to a song or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they probably ask for a little bit of help because they got writer's block. You know, I don't tell them what to write. I just tell them to, you know what I'm saying, keep reading over what you got until it comes to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with Block, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to ask for help with what you're writing, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, you know what I'm saying, writer's block, I mean, that's what I tell my people. If they have writer's block, tell them keep reading over and over, it'll come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm not saying, you know, oh, you're not an artist, totally. I'm saying if you ask me about something, I'm going to tell you about the topic. I'd be like, we writing a song about struggling. I'd be like, man, you remember that time? You know, like, this situation and that situation. But I'm not going to sit up there and give you no bars. And I'm not going to rap the same bars that you rapped on another song, which is what Lil Wayne did.
So can you tell us, do you remember what song that was? Do you know what song that was? I just want to know.
Matter of fact, I could go look it up on YouTube and come right back to you.
Okay.
But I remember
all right.
The words and everything. It's on
all right,
YouTube.
Now.
I'm going to get
okay,
the link
and all. D-Mill and Young Chiz, I just want to know, who do you feel is overrated and underrated in the game?
Who do I feel is underrated and overrated? I would have to say Jada Kiss is overrated.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I get that reaction every time I say that, but you know what I'm saying? Look at it like this. Jadakiss is a great artist. I like, you know what I mean? He's one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? But when I feel like, when I hear people saying top five, dead or alive, Jadakiss, it kind of like, nah, man. Like, Jadakiss, like, okay.
He's on my underrated. I don't feel that people give him the credit that he deserves. Well, he's actually one of my favorites too, Young Chiz. That's funny you said that, but keep going.
It's kind of, yo, Jadakiss is like a rare artist for me, like, because I feel like at the same time he's overrated, at the same time he's underrated. It's just that five dead or alive thing that kind of pisses me off. Because I'm more like, okay, what makes him top five? Like, what has he done? You know what I'm saying? Like, Jadakiss dropped three albums in
gap.
Like,
it depends on what you base top five on. Like our conversation we had over the weekend, it's like you know, some people base it on accomplishments, like, oh, as far as how much money you have, how
no,
much contribution you make to the game. But when I do top five, I'm talking about lyrical ability. And I think
yeah,
he's up there.
I mean, he's nice. He puts his words good, like, you know what I mean? He puts his words together very nice, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't feel like he's better than that much people, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel
that Jadakiss is you feel that Lil Wayne is better than Jadakiss lyrically?
When it comes to creativity, yeah. Not
no,
lyrically? But
no,
but
oh.
Like, as a whole, as an entertainer, I'd rather listen to Lil Wayne than listen to Jadakiss.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because not only Lil Wayne has the lyrics, he has the energy, you know what I mean? He got the swag and all that. Like, Jadakiss is just raw street rap to me, you know what I'm saying? I love listening to that. But at the same time, it's just like, if there's so many different people that could, you know what I mean, like, get the crowd, you know what I mean, listening to him more than that, like, why Jadakiss? Why is he top five?
Okay.
You feel me?
All right, now, I have my little list of underrated rappers or artists. Period. I put Big Pun on there. No, I never hear anybody say anything about Big Pun, but Big Pun was a problem. And
oh, yeah.
And I'm always going to say that. I feel that Lupe Fiasco is underrated. I think people don't put him up there because they don't understand what he's saying, and nobody wants to hear anything that makes sense. Everybody wants to hear, you know, all this crazy stuff. And Mos Def, Common, Talib Kweli. I got Black Dot down there. And even Zero from down in Texas, I feel that he's
Zero.
A little underrated, too. Yeah, he's a little underrated because I'm not saying, don't get it twisted, I'm not saying, oh, Zero's top five. Like, he's a problem, y'all. But I listened to a few of his songs, and I was like, wow, he's saying something different other than every other artist that's out right now. Like, he's not on any type of gimmicks or anything like that. He actually has, like, something to say. And Chamillionaire's on there because he's very underrated. And Chamillionaire can flow.
Oh.
He can spit, too. Like, he, you know, excuse me?
Oh, go ahead. I
was going to say down in North Carolina, Little Brother. I put, like I said, Jadakiss, Beanie Siegel, South P, and The Clip. And and then I wanted to just say female rappers, period. They're just underrated. Everybody always, if they're giving a female rapper credit, oh, yeah, she's nice for a female rapper. How come she just can't be nice? It's like they're underrated. I think they're the most underrated people in the game, period, because we always have to be, oh, yeah, she's nice for a female. There's some female rappers out there that are better than most of the dudes out there that I'm hearing that's getting signed.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But Ray, I have one comment with one of your underrated rappers.
Okay.
Okay, you said Chamillionaire now, huh?
Yes.
All right. You ain't seen nothing yet from Chamillionaire. He done fell off a lot from his underground stuff for real. Like, he done fell off. You hear all his stuff from the underground, like all the recent mixtapes he did, he was raw. But now since he got onto that commercial level, he done softened up so much. Like, he ain't nothing as good as he was when he was underground. And that's real talk. You hear his underground stuff, you're going to be like, man. You think he's good, now. You hear the underground stuff, you're going to be like, man, he can spit. But now he just stopped him up and got so commercial, he's not as good as he used to be.
Yeah, okay.
I got a comment on your, you said the clips were underrated.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that. The Clips,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? These dudes is like they turn talking about selling coke into an art form.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, they talk about the same thing over and over, but I never get tired of hearing it.
Me
you
either.
Know
it's the way
like,
they say it. I guess it's
exactly.
The delivery. Like, I don't.
The delivery is ridiculous, and they're like,
and I just like their flow.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's real laid back, real relaxed, like. And it's like, yeah, these dudes got mad swag, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay.
Like, Clips, they're definitely underrated. I feel like if you put I put them up there with duos, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they're messing with Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying? So I really like the Clips. I definitely feel you on that.
Okay, now I'm going over to my overrated. I don't have that much long of a list because I wanted to hear from other people, but I put Drake on there because I feel it's too early in the game to be dubbing him and putting him in top fives. I think that's ridiculous. I put Lil Wayne on there. Now this one that I'm about to say is a female rapper, Nicki Minaj. Now, I respect everything that she's doing, because I'm happy just by the fact that female rappers are on their way coming back, because I just want to hear someone not on that slutty type, hardcore status. I love Lil' Kim, but everybody can't be Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown. Like, come with something creative and, try to be original. Like, I'm reading all these comments on YouTube on her videos, and everybody's all like, yeah, you're the baddest and blah, blah, blah. And then people are like, yeah, I love her. She's a beast, best female rapper in the game. And then I just take this from a year ago. I did the same thing. People weren't feeling her like that. And what I'm going to say is I feel that a lot of these people out here are bandwagoners, because unless you have a name, people aren't feeling you. Like, you have to say something over and over. Nicki Minaj was saying she was the baddest for a long time. And you have to keep saying that until other people believe you. And once she got a name for herself, like on those DVDs, and then she hooked up with Lil Wayne, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody who gets with whoever's popular right now, then all of a sudden everybody likes those people, like Drake and Nicki Minaj. Like, don't act like you were feeling them a year ago or whenever they came out. Like, I'm not trying to hear that. That's what I'm saying. So I feel she's a little overrated right now to be saying, like, I don't have a problem with people saying, oh, I like them, like, they're nice, okay. But coming out, they're newcomers, and you're like, oh, they're the best in the game. Like somebody said in the chat room, like, what about Bahamadia? What about, all these up, Jean Grey, all these other rappers, Ty Phoenix, they're great. And I just feel like they're overrated. And I also want to say Lil Boozy. I know a lot of people like them, where he's from, down in New Orleans or Louisiana. But Lil Boozy, he is not lyrical to me.
Let me give my first of all, who the most underrated to me? Andre 3000 and CeeLo Green. Totally underrated. Them dudes go hard. And who overrated to me, a lot of people might jump out their seat, because you might jump out your seat, but this is my opinion. Tupac is overrated.
I agree.
Tupac is overrated. After he died, people jumped on him. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was feeling Biggie at the time. But now I feel Pac, now that I know a little bit more about what he was saying. But I can't tell you I could just listen to no Tupac this straight through. No, I can't. That's a lie. And yeah, that link is up with that Lil Wayne biting him and Drake, whatever happened, whoever wrote it. I put the link up there, it's up there.
So make
but
sure y'all
Tupac
check
was
that
definitely
out.
Overrated.
Okay. Right. Now, I just wanted to finish. I put a question mark by these two names, because I know people are probably going to jump off their seats too, but I put a question mark by Jay-Z. I wanted to know if people felt that he was overrated. Now, because a lot of people give him credit, but then a lot of people have other things to say about him, like, oh, he bites and blah, blah, blah. Like, me personally, I like a lot of Jay-Z songs, but he's not in my top five either. And I put a question mark by T.I., because I just want to know if people felt that he was overrated. And then I put definitely, this is not questionable, I put Eminem. I feel he's overrated. Like, he gets too much credit.
What?
Eminem gets too much credit to me.
Nah.
Eminem is not that nice.
Eminem, no, you have to listen to his freestyle.
No, everybody says that, like, listen to this and listen to that. Eminem's not in my top five either.
I don't agree with that, because you see what I'm saying? Like, I feel he deserves all the praise he gets, you know what I'm saying? Because not only was he a great lyricist, he was, like, he was taking over the Billboard charts, you know what I'm saying?
Is that all that matters?
Shades, I don't understand what a charts, if the charts tell the truth all the time, then I guess Soulja Boy the best too.
I guess so.
No, but you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying not only was he lyrical, he also had the charts. Because I'm not saying like, no. It's like, the charts don't mean nothing to me either. But you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's lyrical. There's a lot of people that's very lyrical. Like, Talib Kweli, he's great. You know what I'm saying? He don't get no record sales. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Not only he has the full package, not only is you great as a rapper, you also can get money off of it. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, so did you buy the last album that Eminem released not too long ago?
Oh, yeah, I bought it, and I was disappointed. I'm not going to say it was great. I was disappointed. I was highly disappointed.
Okay. I just wanted to know about that because we had a discussion about Eminem a month ago, actually, and I just wanted to know, like, was he the best to ever do it? Like, I feel people give Eminem a little bit too much credit, and I think it's because he's white. I think people give it because there's not too many white rappers that get that praise. And when he came out, I'm not going to lie, like, I liked Eminem, and I liked
there's
a lot of songs.
There's not any white rappers that get his praise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. He wasn't bad when he first came out, but the stuff he came out with a few years ago was garbage. Like, he should have stayed with Timbaland, if you ask me. I didn't like it. His music.
You didn't like when he was with the Purple Ribbon All Stars?
Not too. I didn't see when he was with them. I liked when he was with Timbaland and them. Like when he came out with that track "Ugly," I had liked that.
Yeah.
He was okay, and he was all right, but it's just, you know, I just felt, that's how I felt about Eminem. But what do y'all feel about T.I., though, and Jay-Z? Like, are they or not? I had question marks about T.I. and Jay-Z.
I think T.I. is a little underrated.
A little underrated?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's up there, but he deserves a little bit more credit than what he got.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you from the South, right, my man?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So you see what I'm saying? Like, T.I. is viewed as something else in the South, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Northern rapper. I'm from Boston, so, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Like, I like T.I. I feel like, okay, whatever, he's the king of the South, but I don't really understand what that king of the South thing means, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what?
Let me jump in right quick, though.
You see what I'm saying?
See, as far as T.I., I'm not a big T.I. fan, and I'm from the South, too. But you know what I respect about him? At first, he was saying he king of the South. Around that time, Lil Wayne said he was king, period. So he switched up. He stopped saying he was king of the South. Now he's saying he king. He's saying he king. But it was only until Lil Wayne made it cool, you know, then he made that step, you know. So I can't, I don't respect that at all. But I don't lie. But his first album, what that was, the name of it, Stereo Music or something like that, that was hot, but wasn't feeling the next two, though.
I was feeling trap music. I like trap music. I had like that. But okay, so what I was gonna say next, so we're gonna get into a song real quick, and when we come back, we continue with the overrated and underrated, and then we're gonna get into Jay-Z's Death of Auto-Tune. I know a lot of people have a lot to say about that, so we're gonna get into that. So right now we're gonna get into the title track off my upcoming soundtrack and mixtape with my fellow female MC, Noxy Ty. This is called Respect My Opinion in the Shade.
Look at these adolescents, their music is lacking essence. Revival ain't a question, I'm sending hip hop my blessings. Yo, Red, see how they get mad when I am out. Shame tune of hip hop, so I tam out. Teach kids a lesson, schooling them like I'm a seminary. Break them down mentally, mold them, I'm the military. Fake rapper, shut up and listen, I'ma instruct you. Take you away from it, you corrode what I must do.
And that's true, cause most of these rappers are overrated. They pose as a carbon copy, so talent and outdated. Then rappers develop buzzers, and soon they become your favorite. Industry filled with gimmicks that kills me because I hate it. And Noxy, I agree with your line about losing essence. We all with the game is missing, they feeling and need our presence. I'm tired of hearing garbage and all the lies from these peasants. But I ain't deaf. And it hurts me, cause not all artists are unintelligent. But you wouldn't know, cause what they showing is irrelevant. May not have been here before, but we coming now. Take note to this movement. The underground, the underground, the underground. Take note to this movement, the underground. I said the underground, underground. Yeah.
Calma, then. Get the calma. You know what that mean, huh? Calm down before I calm you down.
Yep. Pay close attention, cause I need you to listen. You may disagree with me, but respect my opinion. And yes, I may offend you by what I say, but I only speak the truth. truth and I'ma keep it that way. And you're dying to know the meaning of inner shade, invisible to the world, which is no longer displayed. I had to explicate cause it wasn't simply a phrase. It holds many meanings, it's you who interpret it.
And it's because you can't fathom the meaning for your existence. Y'all puppets move like that strings. You try to show some resistance. It's sickening, the world is dying. Morals is what is missing. Banishing me to hell but claiming that you're a Christian. Please, I say with the most sincerity, y'all fools are like a joke to me. None of y'all can compare to me. They see your ignorance, use you as a commodity. The difference for me and you is I rhyme or you do comedy. Ha ha, hardy hard niggas, I'm laughing at you. You claim you a gangster, but they bust back when they was clapping at you. It's alright, I can give you what I'm calling. Killing your whack rap game, take it round to the mall. You do this for the fame, I do this for the cause. Your heart was like 10 men from the Wizard of Oz. And these female rappers are whacking. They all plastic. This is real hip hop, candy for the masses.
This one is the love for you. He just do the love for you. You shouldn't matter, man.
Yeah. See these kids today specialize in buffoonery with mockery and trickery. They looking like fools to me. Overrated porn cards, expensive jewelry, glorifying ignorance. Life is a horror movie. Little children die from starvation. They got no food to eat. But all these clowns worried about is the brand on their feet. Genocide. Dig up diamonds in the 80s. Call it that. Sell it to the Jews so you can wear it around your neck.
That right there is another form of disrespect. Listen as another addition of things that they neglect. May not see it now, but later surely they will regret. Living life by the book and clearly it's just common sense. You obtain power by prominence and dominance. Life is a journey, you take it to see how far you get. When you stand out, you're automatically targeted. People looking for solutions, but I've been a problem since.
Chevy on the creek, squeak through your neighborhood, very discreet. Pieces I turn to Andretti on the street. I'm well tuned in the sound of fresh air. Now just assume it's going down like pressed hair. Now what can you tell me? I kick it like Pelé. We're pretty young things who got rings in their belly. Welcome to LA, home of the essay. Chrome on the Chevy, take a few. Watch now, choke off the Pepe Le Pew. And yesterday the cool finna rule for a decade or two. There's nothing you can do besides stand there and watch it with your hands in your pocket, stand, make it rock it.
I'm a fat boy, I'm a fat boy.
Yeah, you heard the track, boy, now let's bring it back, boy.
Boy,
like,
boy, boy. Whoa. Whoa. I'm a fat boy,
yeah.
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 Whoa. I'm a fat boy,
yeah.
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 And
your pack is chillin', chillin' is good. Just got paid, do my thing, cause I should. In my new car, speakers bang, let them push. Girl, he say, be young, that nigga no good. But get it understood, ain't no pressure. So cool in school, I skip full semester. Girls blew me kisses and sent over letters. Saying they love my style when they wanna know better. Well, I tell them, I do this in my leisure. Jean Paul Gaultier, D&D sneakers. Yeah, Sean Chardonnay, cold as a freezer. Broke is a joke, but I still call Caesar. Whoa. Yo, check how we kill him from the dough. Pack div, man, we kill him with the flow. And I'm a fat boy, so you know how it goes. B-boy Poe, chillin' with a whoa.
Whoa. I'm a fat boy.
Yeah.
I'm a fat boy.
Yeah.
I'm a fat boy.
Yeah.
I'm a fat boy.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'm a fat boy.
Yeah.
I'm a fat boy.
Yeah.
I'm a fat boy.
Yeah.
I'm a
fat boy. Yeah. This is Goofy Bone of Straight Loke Records, and you're tuning into the finest baby girl in Boston, and that's Red Shades, and she's only here live on We Love You, Red. We love you.
All right, y'all. That was Pac Division with Fat Boy. Now we're back, and we got D-Mill and Chopping Block on the line. Y'all still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do y'all have anything to say about any other underrated or overrated artists before we get into this Jay-Z?
Yeah,
One I wanted to say is Nas.
Yeah, Nas, I said him, of course.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Nas is underrated. For real. Like, I mean, on that last album, he was spitting some lyrical shit for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of controversial because of the title of his album and everything, but the things he's talking about is like, man, like, he's deep as hell. Everything he's talking about in there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I always think Nas is underrated. People give Jay-Z more credit than they give Nas, and Nas is a problem. He's a beast. Like, I think people can't understand him, so they don't give him enough credit, just like with Lupe Fiasco, so.
That's right, because he don't speak dope boy language, so he ain't gonna get all that recognition, you feel me? He gonna be like rappers like me or you is. They not gonna get that much attention because you ain't speaking dope boy language, you feel me?
Okay. So, all right, now we're going to get into this Jay-Z with his new track, Death of Auto-Tune. Before we get into anything like that, do you like the record, B-Mill and Chopping Block?
I ain't going to lie. I like it, but I don't like a lot about it. I can say that.
Okay, elaborate on that. What don't you like about it?
What I don't like about it is that I feel like a lot of people don't say, okay, he the king, he can say what he want, but it sounds like he flat out hating, if you ask me. Okay, the new generation, I don't like tight jeans and tight shirts, but if that's what they want to wear and they want to be followers, then okay. But everybody know who he directly talking to. He's talking to Lil Wayne now, and he said, your voice too light. You talking to Lil Wayne. You know, but then on the same hand, he kind of commend them. So he throw, like, sideways jabs at people, but that's what Jay-Z known to do, you know.
Okay.
But what I do like about it is that auto-tune, I'm really tired of it, but I know that's what people want here, but that I'm tired of it. They need to stop that, dog.
Okay, D-Mill, do you like the track?
I mean, I really don't listen to Jay-Z too much. I haven't heard the song, but, you know what I'm saying, as an overall artist, you know what I'm saying, he's pretty good. I haven't heard the song yet, so I can't really speak on that topic. But, I respect him as an artist. I just don't listen to him that much.
Okay, now, Block, do you feel that he is bashing the generation with this song?
I gotta, like, even though I don't like what's going on with the generation, I know that that's just a generation, and they probably feel like he hating, because my little sister says she don't like Jay-Z, and he hating, you know, and yeah, it feels like he being a granddad to the game, and it seemed like he peeing on the generation, you know.
All right, now, what I have to say about this, it's funny with me, I like the concept of the song, and I like what he's saying because I agree with him a lot. Like, I agree with everything, just about everything he's saying in there. But one thing I also wanted to point out was the part where he says, your teeth painted too much. I feel that he said that just to be safe because, honestly, I feel that he's tired of teeth pain too. I think he just said that so people wouldn't jump all on his back and everything like that. But, you know, we'll jump back into that after this. We have Streets from Ground Zero with the news, hip-hop news this week. Streets?
Hey, what's up? This is Streets from Ground Zero. You know, right now we're going to get, since y'all talking about Jay-Z, we're going to get into a little news on him real quick. Jay-Z's lawyer wants off of the 40-40 labor case. They're saying that the hip-hop mogul has been hit with another federal lawsuit stemming from his trendy Manhattan 40-40 club. And basically what they're saying is his attorney is saying that they're not getting paid. The firm is not getting paid for the work they're doing for Jay-Z. So not only is he not paying his employees, they're also not paying their attorneys. All right, so we're going to jump off of that real quick. And for all the Jordan heads, we got the Air Force Jordan 2009s coming out. They say they only want 150 for them. I think that's a little steep, but for the Jordan heads, you know, even 190 is not too much. They also have the Nike Foamposite Coppers out already in the stores, and they said it's limited availability for that. And one other thing to let you guys know about the Jordans is they're not coming out with any higher numbers than 23. They're going to anything after 23, they name them the year that they came out, and they give them a name along with the year. So 23 is where the numbers for the Jordan stop at.
Okay.
Okay, and one other, we're going to hop right back into some other news really quick because it kind of annoyed me when I seen the whole thing about Mace. Mace is saying that because Michael Jackson passed away, Dak put a fire under him and he's getting back in the game. You're going to either be one of these. I don't think he's serious at all. I just think that he needs to stick to what he's doing because if he's really into God, that's a good thing, and everybody needs God in their life. But him coming back talking about shooting people and rapping about, you know, women and all the stuff that he's, you know, talking against when he's preaching, that's just being hypocritical, and I just think Mace is the last rapper of the week. And the last thing, let's go on to the last thing. They're saying that the game – is taking in special calls from Michael Jackson before he passed away or something like that. The game is tripping right now. He's a good rapper and everything like that, but let this man rest in peace and, you know, don't put yourself on a spot like that. Once again, this is Red Shades at the Hour. It's brought to you by Block Talk Radio. This is Streets from Ground Zero, 100. God bless.
All right. Thank you for the report.
All right.
All right. Now, everybody else on here, I heard a lot of people laughing about that Mace report. What do y'all think?
Mace.
First of all, I just want to ask.
I'm probably going to lie. Mace is the ultimate backslider ever. He dropped out the game, and he went and done his church thing. I said, great. Yeah, he preaching. He came back. He put out the little bubblegum album. It flopped. So he went with G-Unit, backslid once again, and went to Murder Mace. He was Murder Mace again. He rapping about shooting, pimping, and stuff like that. Then he goes back to the church and diss rappers. And then he comes right back because Michael Jackson died? No, you came back because you want to squeeze the game one more time. Make
exactly.
Your $2 more. Keep it real. The time is breaking, the game breaking you off, I guess. That's
now,
what it does.
Now, as far as that back to that Michael Jackson thing with the game, like, because I also heard that, you know, the game said that Michael Jackson was the one that tried to end the feud between him and 50 Cent. I just think people are so, like, they're still in shock that maybe they're, like, going crazy right now because I think I like the game, but I think he's a little off right now because, I mean, did Mike really call him and say, you know, I want you guys to end the feud? Like, what do y'all feel about that? Okay, if Michael Jackson did, why didn't you say that before? Why is everything coming out after his death?
Yeah, and no, I feel about that. First of all, game is bipolar. Because one minute game gonna say, he'll diss Jay-Z. Then, oh, man, I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z the best. Then next summer, he's going to diss Jay-Z again.
I never disrespect the lesson. Yeah, I never disrespect the lesson.
Man, I love you, Jay. And now is he apologizing to 50, talking about let's end the feud. And next week, we probably hear the diss on that. So
I don't
feel game at all.
I mean, I know he has those little problems. Like, he says he'll never disrespect the legend. I personally think that him and Jim Jones, they're in love with Jay-Z. Like, they love Jay-Z so much that they don't even know it. They hate him so much that they love him because they always keep Jay-Z's name in their mouth. And Jay-Z just recently dropped a freestyle or on some mixtape or something like that, and Game supposedly was on his Twitter page like, y'all think Jay's dissing me? Like, y'all think, you know, what about this? All Jay-Z said was something about, oh, this ain't the game, this ain't blah, 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 and he's going all crazy. That means he's listening to Jay-Z that hard that, like, I think these rappers are a little bit too sensitive, you know? But, but back to, I see somebody saying something else about May. Somebody asked, why can't you rap and preach? What do y'all feel about that? Is that being hypocritical, rapping and preaching?
Yeah.
I feel that it depends. In his case, yes, that's him being hypocritical. But if you're a preacher and you're in the rap game, it depends on your content and your subject matter. Now, I can see with Mace preaching about the Lord and then coming in the game talking about you squeezing Glock. That's hypocritical. But if you're like, I watch the on BET sometimes, they show the inspiration and they show like the younger generation and they have like hip-hop tracks, but the content is about God. It's a Christian rap. And some of the preachers on there, well, some of the rappers, they rap about God and everything. And I think that's perfectly fine. I think it's cool how they can put that on beats that will appeal to the younger generation. It will get them to listen more. But you're saying that you feel it's hypocritical. Why?
Oh, it is definitely hypocritical. Because when you went to the church, I saw your sermons, dude. Don't think I overlook you. I looked you up, and I saw you saying, oh, these rappers got these women dancing this way. And they talking about selling this and buying this. And then you hop back in the game, and you talking about killing. And you talking about the same thing that they talking about. Then to add more insult to it, you went back to the congregation. You went back to the church, and you've done the same thing. And now since Michael Jackson died, I feel like you got a little reason to go back. He gonna come back and do the same thing. That cannot be respected. No,
okay.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, dude. That's wrong.
Okay.
That's why his album flopped.
And Dino, do you have anything to say about that? Okay. Now, back before we get back into this, I want to say anybody, you know, if you have something to say and you want people to hear it, call in. The number is 347-838-9910. Again, it's 347-838-9910. If you have anything to say about underrated rappers, overrated rappers, Jay-Z, and the death of Auto-Tune, because I want to get back into that real quick. I just wanted to say, you know, a lot of people, if you say something about Jay-Z, they're going crazy, like, you can't disrespect, he's a legend and stuff. But he has a lot of stuff with him, and I just don't feel like, you know, it's just something about him. Like, I'm giving him his credit now. I don't want people to feel like, you know, I'm just straight hating on him. I'm not. Like I said, I like a lot of his songs, and I think he's good. But, you know, he has some stuff with him. And that Death of Auto-Tune track, I don't know. I don't necessarily feel like he's bashing the new generation. I just feel, it's hard to say. I think it needed to be said, but I think it's because Jay-Z said it, people are taking so much offense to it because, you know, the position that he's in the industry.
Jay-Z is something else because, you know what, I ain't see him coming at Pac when Pac dissed him.
I ain't see him attack Biggie
to be the king. Mm-hmm. I ain't see him come at Big like that to say he was the king. He ain't go off and diss him and try to act like him and Big was all that. You and Big just done one song together. Big ain't look at Jay-Z like that. He got on one track with the man. Don't act like you and Big was all that, dog.
A lot of people were saying, you know, where was Jay-Z when, you know, Pac was out, Biggie was out, Nas was out, Mobb Deep, all these people were out. And when East Coast and West Coast, they were having their little feud, people were saying things, but where was Jay-Z? Jay-Z was nowhere to be found. So some people are saying, you know, he didn't start claiming to be the king of New York until all that died down, which is kind of true because when the people start listening to Jay-Z, I don't want to hear everybody talking about you was listening to him when Dead Presidents came out. I didn't start listening to Jay-Z until Hard Knock Life. So
yep.
That's why
you got to take stripes off of him. He waited for things to calm down. It was a good strategy because it worked for him. But if you want to be the true king, why you ain't let up that dish Pac back when he got at you? And he got at Nas, too. He got at all y'all. And I hear nobody say that. I heard Mobb Deep had a little track or whatever. They just ain't take it laying down. You know,
yeah, they said something. Even Mobb Deep said something. That's what I'm saying. Mobb Deep said something.
Why they ain't getting that recognition? I love H&IC. That's one of my favorite albums, right? But I'm not feeling that, Jigga.
Okay. Oh,
whatever you is.
All right, and we know D. Mill said he doesn't listen to him that much. But since we're going into this, people getting too much credit, we're going to just go back into the underrated and overrated and underrated rappers and things like that. Now, Lupe Fiasco, he's coming out with his new album called Lasers, and I'm really looking forward to that. And he has a new song out. It's called, I think it's called Shining Down or Shining or something like that. People, I want you to go and listen to that. It's really good. And Shining. It's called Shining or something like that. It's off the new Lasers album. I really like it, and people don't give him enough credit. I'm going to keep saying it. Like, I always liked Lupe Fiasco. And I just think, I really like that video that he did down in Houston, some of it, Hip Hop Saved My Life. I really like that song right there, and I like that he you know, he's not just saying, you know, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. Like, he has something more to say than that. Everybody's coming out trying to be the best, which that is what it's about, but you don't have to say, you can say it so many times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So right now, I just want to get into that song, Hip Hop Saved My Life, and then we're going to get into a new single by 9 Mil, and we're going to get into that. And when we come back, y'all can talk. We can talk about pretty much anything pertaining to the topic or a random discussion that's something that's annoying you or something like that. All right, holla.
Dedicate. This one right here goes out to my homie with the drink. Nah, I mean,
He said, I write what I see. Write to make it right, don't like what I be. I'd like to make it like the sights on TV. Quite the great life, so nice and easy. See, now you can still die from that, but it's better than not being alive from straps. Agree, a meat notebook and a big that clip when it's pushed and a whack whack beat. That's a track that's weak that he got last week, cause everybody in the stew was like, that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went,
stack that cheese.
Something.
Stack that cheese.
Mother, sister, cousin.
Stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing.
Stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writer's block MPs. Crying from the next room, a baby in need of some pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC. Yeah.
And you never heard him. I push it harder for the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip hop, you praise me. One you never heard of. Push it hard, get for the stuff. Why I feel like murder, but hip hop, you praise.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1,100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XV boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the graves, had it up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Down baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with. To open up for amateurs, let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequins, you dig?
When you never heard him, I push it harder for the stuff. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you save me. When you never heard him, I push it harder for the stuff. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop, you save my life.
This man called.
When I'm in J.A.,
any boys ask about me.
When I'm chillin' in the shine,
they wanna holler at me.
When I'm riding through the game,
they all know who I be.
Making my way out the hood. Red shades, not the tie, what's good? Making my way out the hood. To my fam on the east, what's good?
Here we go again, same shit, different day. Asking myself, should I go or should I stay? Well, enough of that, see you later, adios. Pack it up, pack it in, it's time for you to go back to the streets or the belly of the beast. Sliding through the town with your butter stained teeth now. You know my name ring heavy on the east coast. Shutting down malls, boutiques, and them car shows.
Who the hell was that?
Is what you're asking when I ride by. You mean I flew to my vanity place. Yeah, that's her from the ocean state. Nah, I rep the beam where we clap those things. Blue and white tongues and we stash those things. Living that life like you wish you could. Still the hottest chick in your hood. I'm still the hottest chick in your hood.
All right, y'all, that was 9 Mil with Mind Game. Now, we got two callers on the line. State your name and location, 407.
Yo, it's your man, Mike Rich.
All right, what's up, Mike Rich? And just a second, 401, state your name and location.
This is Ace Class, Roxbury, Mass. What's good?
All right, what's up? What's going on? Okay, what do y'all have to say?
You can go first, brother.
No, I'm just listening, just trying to checking what's going on with these underrated. I was listening to that song that you was talking about, that Shining by Lupe. That's a hot song, feeling
yes.
Lupe.
Yeah, it is. I agree
with a lot of people when they say, like, I was looking at these comments on YouTube, and they say, oh, when they listen to Lupe, they really feel that hip-hop isn't dead if he's still around. And I really agree with stuff like that.
True. That's definitely true. I just wanted to jump on that death of autotune subject. Jay-Z, I just think he's the opportunist, man. It just seems like year in and year out from the beginning, like when the beef jumped off of Biggie and Pac and all that. I mean, Pac was yelling his name out, man, and he was hiding, man. He really wasn't even up in it like that, and Big was supposed to be his man like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't really hear too much from him. And then, you know, with the whole Nas thing, that, you know, I mean, we already had discussions about that, about how on your show before, about how Nas and the Jay-Z beef went.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think he's a real opportunist. And now that, you know, everybody's coming out, you know, trying to go against the skinny jeans movement. Yo, let there be a movement. If you don't wear skinny jeans, just don't rock them. Like, there was a whole bunch of different, like, styles back out in the days. And if you didn't wear it, you just didn't wear it. I mean, everybody wasn't wearing the same thing. So let the cast that want to rock the skinny jeans, let them wear that. If you consider yourself, you know, a non-skinny jean-wearing dude, then you wear your jeans how you want to wear them. You know what I'm saying? But
Jay-Z,
as far as Jay-Z... Yeah, but as far as Jay-Z trying to be that dude, like, you know, like he's the president, just telling everybody, like, okay, now it's time to diss the auto-tune. Dog, you was running with whatever made money. If T-Pain made money, if anybody else that's using it, Kanye and all that, he didn't even want to put Kanye on when Kanye was coming out.
I remember that. Do you feel that he was scared that he had some competition, right?
He knew he had competition, because can you imagine him sitting in the studio with Kanye West listening to that fire way back then? He wanted to keep Kanye in a box so he can use all his beats and all his ideas and come out with more classic stuff. Jay-Z is an opportunist, man. He's a good lyrical guy, but if you listen to a lot of guys around him, it can't all be hate. Them dudes from his old neighborhood and all them dudes like that talk about him, that can't all be hate from them dudes that
exactly.
he can help up.
Don't overlook it.
You know
what I'm saying? You know what? I got a little something to say about Jay-Z, too, because, like, this is something that a lot of people overlook. Jay-Z religion. Any of y'all know what Jay-Z religion is?
No.
What do you believe in? Jay-Z does not believe in Christ, but Jay-Z said he believes in karma. He don't believe in God. On his song off Reasonable Doubt called D Evils, he said he never prayed to God. He prayed to God E. But yet he called himself Hove. And he makes so many references to God. Well, what we perceive as God, Christ, Jesus, a lot of people overlook the things that he say about that, and they continue to listen to him because you got to listen to this dude a little deeper. Start listening to little Jay-Z, Hove. He called himself Hove, saying he's the savior of the rap game.
I know,
and
I hear him
you
say that
Hove
all the time.
That's blasphemy, dude. That's blasphemy, J-Hove, Jehovah. Come on. Blasphemy, bro. Don't call yourself that.
Jay-Z's a real funny type of dude. Like, I'm a Jay-Z fan myself, but that dude's a real funny dude. Like, you can probably, like, he's good lyrically, but I don't think you can really sit down and be a good friend with Jay-Z. He's the type that, like you just said, he's a straight-up opportunist. He's a real opportunist. Because he's the type that, you know, he did everything. He's the type that... He tried to use auto-tune, so you can't act like he hasn't done it.
Right.
He tried to use it. You can't tell me he probably hasn't tried on some skinny jeans. He tried everything. I was looking at this little biography when he started off and stuff like that on YouTube, and then when Biggs died, I know he wanted to go on and do things with P. Diddy and get all these little, you know how P. Diddy was, all these freaking funny-ass suits, all shiny and looking retarded with the R&B. Thinking it's hip-hop, I'm like, you know, that was real stupid. He was looking like an idiot for that. So, like you said, Jay-Z is a real opportunist. But it's kind of hypocrite that you want to say, oh, death of autotune or fuck skinny jeans and stuff like that. When you used to do stuff like that, you took a shot at doing stuff. You can't do that.
Yeah, I
right.
think it is. When him and Nas was in that little beef, what kind of dish is this to say back to Nas? When the ten towers dropped, I was the first in line. What kind of dish is that? If you done that, you should have done that from the heart and kept
right.
it quiet, like a real person
quiet.
Would do. If I donated something and I'm rich, I ain't saying nothing about it because they're going to think, oh, he just want people
well,
to know that he done this. And look what he put in his rap. People need to listen to this dude a little deeper before you just say, oh, he's the king. Jay-Z been around.
Jay-Z ended up being the so-called king by default because, trust me, like I said, if Biggie was still around, he would be shining, but he wouldn't be shining like this. There's a lot of rappers that are shining right now, but they ain't shining like Lil Wayne. It's because there's something about when it's your time to be out there and how you, like, seize the moment, like Big seized the moment. Park and Big was shining both at the same time, man. They had both coasts loving them at the same time, man. You know, like, okay, the
right.
East and West thing was like, okay, people would be like, oh, well, I don't like Big because he's from the East. But trust me, they had a Ready to Die album. We all had a Tupac album on the East Coast. You love both of them, and Jay-Z was a level down. So, like, when them two brothers passed away, you know what I'm saying? He became a so-called king by default. You never heard him. When 50 was on his little come up and he was talking about everybody and trying to crush everybody, Jay-Z was quiet then too. So he picks his beats and he's an opportunist and he
exactly.
shit on Dame and Biggs and all them dudes he came up with. And I'm not going to say I don't know them personally, but dog, them dudes help you become who you are today. And it didn't have to be a public feud like that. You know what I'm saying? Real G's will do their dirt behind closed doors and talk about their
exactly.
dirty laundry behind closed doors, not for the world to see. The dude is a weak – he comes across as a weak individual when it comes
right.
to things like that.
Jay-Z, he really – he tried so hard to take on what Biggie did. He cannot do what Biggie did, as you can see.
Hey, yeah, don't forget the Hawaiian shirts, brother. Do not forget the Hawaiian shirts. I ain't forgot. I saw the video, JV. I saw the buck two full goals in the front of your mouth. I saw them. They was sticking out. I remember the Hawaiian shirt. You with the parachute dropping down. So don't come clown them dudes, you know. They wear their skinny jeans. I don't wear it. It's a little feminine for me. But, hey, don't forget you was dropping down with a parachute in the video, dog.
Right.
Yo, but how Jay-Z's really trying to take on what Big did, but he really couldn't do it. You know, Big, when he came out at the right time. You know, him and Pop was doing this thing, and they was also bringing other people in the game. You know,
right.
if Big didn't die, I'd let you know right now, Jay-Z will probably be what Memphis Bleek is to Jay-Z. That's who Jay-Z would be. Jay-Z wouldn't be as big as he is now. He would be riding Big. That's exactly what he'd be doing.
All right, y'all. Now, we have another caller, 404. State your name and location.
Fam, what's going on? Your sound off now. What's up, everybody? What's going on,
all right, what's up, sound off?
What's up? You know, man, this is probably about the best Red Show conversation I've heard in a while. You know, I've been checking it out every week. This is pretty deep. You know, one thing y'all talking about, first, I want to start off my comments by saying, opportunist in the rap industry, you guys hit it right on the head. That's what it is. But y'all let me flow just for a second. I'm going to say something real quick that's going to be kind of deep. To show you the testament of how big Pac and Biggie were, think about what y'all are talking about and think about what you just said. Big and Pac are probably the only two rappers in the history of hip-hop. I mean, we could go back to Run DMC, LL, PE back in the day, but currently, they are the only two rappers that came into hip-hop that didn't have to do any beef shit, didn't have to do any opportunist shit. They didn't have to go through none of that because they shit, they work spoke for itself. They came in, they laid they shit down, the people ate it, took it, accepted them, and crowned them motherfuckers. They just took off. Now, everything we talking about, Jay-Z and all these other people, look at all the underhanded shit they had to do. Like you said, being an opportunist, you know, cutting other people's throat. Hell yeah, Jay-Z bottled Kanye up because he knew he would have beast his ass. He'd have beast him in the first 6 months. It would have been a wrap. One thing about hip-hop that's real interesting, that there are no friends. There are no relationships in hip-hop. What you got going on with downloads and all the ways you can get music free now, it's a short lifespan. So all that shit, I'm your friend, I'm your dog, it's kill or be killed. I think we had a lady on 2 weeks ago, Red. We were talking about East Coast, West Coast beef, and she was saying, well, what can we do to solve it? What can we do to bring unity to hip-hop? Ain't shit you can do to bring unity to hip-hop. It's about money. It's about survival. You're not going to support the next
who's
hot rapper coming
best?
Up.
Who's going to be the best? Who's going to be number one? Who's going to make the most money?
Exactly. And it ain't about really who's the best. It's about who's the best, but it's really about who's the best in terms of dollar signs. Because if you ain't moving a product, your ass will not be there that long. So I mean, that's really what it's about in a nutshell. But again, back to Biggie and Pac. That's a true testament to how great they were. They had to go through none of that. Think about their careers, man. They jumped on and it was a wrap. Pac probably had a longer route because he had to go through Digital Underground and all of that good stuff. But both of them, man, once they took off, everybody had to bow to them. They didn't have to do all that undermining and, you know, trying to, you know, rub elbows and be cool with this person and that person. So I want to throw that out there. Appreciate it.
Good comment. Wow.
It's WWE, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
WWE in the rap game.
And another thing is that like these rappers, they come out, you know, it's like you got shot before, you know what I'm saying? Like you've been to jail before. Like I don't care if you've been shot or went to jail. Or if you, how many cars you had before you was rapping, or who if you was throwing money around with Puffy in the club before you came into the rap game. I don't care. I'm not listening to rap to get that. I'm listening to rap to hear good music. So if you got good music, that's what I want to hear.
Exactly.
I'm so stuck to the underground right now. And like I said, the internet is a gift and a curse, man. But the gift is, underground artists can get their music out there, and like a brother said before on one of the shows, if you don't want to listen to this crap out here, you find the stuff you want to listen to, and you listen to it on the computer. Because
and that's exactly what I do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's where it's at. The real artist that's doing it for the love is on the internet, man.
Exactly, because most of these artists are nothing but replicas. You heard 50 Cent and all these other New York rappers that's talking about, I got shot so-and-so times, so everyone else is going to come out saying, I got showing so-and-so times. You hear somebody doing auto-tune. You hear T-Pain doing auto-tune, so I'm going to do auto-tune now.
Yep.
You hear Kanye sampling beats. Okay, I'm a sample beats now. Everybody's becoming a replica. Is nobody doing nothing different. Nobody's trying to stand out. Nobody.
Right. And you know what? I'm from New Orleans, and I know y'all heard him when he said he got shot. Well, guess what? The dude shot himself. He was trying to kill himself when he was a kid. So don't let him fool you. You're talking about he got shot. The dude shot himself. Cheddar Bob. He Cheddar Bob, the brother. You know, he shot himself. So don't brag about it. Come on,
bro. The biggest travesty in hip-hop right now, and I say this all the time, is there is, and it's sad to say, I don't think there will ever be, again, you'll see it every blue moon, there's no more creativity in hip-hop. There's no more originality. Everybody, like you said, is biting off the next person. And one thing I like about the iTunes, I like about Frostwire, I like about the free downloads, is it creates free enterprise for the underground. Because truly, the underground is where most of the talent is right now. And it just creates free enterprise. I mean, my thing is, if everybody's biting off everybody and everybody's putting out whack fucking music, why not make it an open house? Why not make it free enterprise? Just level the playing field for everybody. Ain't nobody putting out shit to be defined anyway. Ain't nobody putting out shit to be separated from the pack anyway. So make it an even playing field, and maybe we'll get some good shit out of this.
Yeah, true.
Totally right. The underground rapper don't get no credit, though. And you know what? We could say what we want about the rappers, but don't forget that it's the companies that's in their ear saying you need to get this auto-tune and you need to rap about this and that if you want this money. So they want that money.
They have to pay them back. So, of course, you have to do whatever's, you know, popping right now. Of course, some labels are telling them that. That's another reason why I'm kind of, like, skeptical about, you know, signing with a major deal, because you don't have too much, like, freedom or creativity. You know, and they, you have to, like, turn an album, and it's them who have to approve it. And it's like, some people get mad at these artists that come out with this stuff, but sometimes they have no choice. If they want to stay signed and have a job, that's what they have to do. But
yeah,
so somebody
sold to the devil, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's because that they took that big old little check before you even dropped the video. You say, yeah, I'll take that $100,000. Yeah, I got $100,000. I'm about to go get this car and shoot this video and show people my chain. And then when that album starts flopping and your career starts looking bad and you got to live the rest of your life paying back that bill when you was eating steak and caviar, now you eating ravioli. You're
going to
be crying.
All right, now we have another caller, 617 station, name and location.
This is Diva One. How you doing, everybody?
What's up?
Okay, this is the woman from 2 weeks ago, and I know I'm getting, like, backlash for that whole unity and the hip-hop thing, and I understand it's a dog-eat-dog, you know, world, and that's how it is. But I'm just, I'm a peaceful person. I just didn't want people to forget about, you know, us as a people,
right,
and it's
right.
Like I said, it's a different show for you know, a different time. But I wanted to call in and just say that, you know, because it just seems like we're forgetting about a lot of things, and I wanted to call up and just clear the air. Like, don't speak bad about me because of unity and hip hop. It's just, it, things are just too, it's out of control. It's just spiraling
right.
out of control.
Right.
I don't know what to say. I really don't.
Diva.
I love unity. I like unity.
But
Diva, one more time before somebody says something. There was a time in rap, Eva, I'm not saying that there was a time where it was just a whole complete unity and nobody was beefing, but there actually was unity. Like, you saw more people together, like a lot of cameos in people's videos, a lot of collaborations. Like, people
right.
were getting along. I understand where you're coming from when you say that.
Right.
Now, and I understand rap has always been a competitive, it was just like sports. But just like with sports, you know, you have your people. They're still cool. Just because you're on different teams doesn't mean you can't be cool. You know, but
right,
you know that when it comes down to it, you know, it's a competition. But that doesn't mean that everybody has to be like, you know, well, bump you. Like, I ain't helping. Like, what happened to? So I understand when you're saying like that, because I watch videos from back in the day, and I'm like, oh, that's so and so on their video. It's like you don't see that now, and that's what I feel is missing.
Exactly.
But that's exactly what I'm trying. That's exactly what I was trying to communicate, because I just feel like the way we are in today's, you know, us as a people, as you see how we're so against each other, how nobody wants to help somebody. So say I got my house, I bought a house. So is that for me not to try to help somebody else and say, well, this is these are the steps that I went through to get my home. I want to put you on and let you know. How come we're so selfish as a people? We get something, we got to let people know, oh, okay, well, I got this and I got X amount of dollars in the bank or whatever. Like, I want to try to help you too. What happened to us? What happened?
Probably
went all the way back to the motherland, but we can't even put our finger on it because we don't even know where the hell we came from. That's
exactly. That's it's deeper than that. And I know this, Shays, I'm sorry. I love your show, and I know this is about hip hop, and I'm coming in with some other stuff right now. But what I'm just trying to say, without unity, like, we can't go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just gonna leave it like.
The underground artists need to unify and start.
What you had to say?
Yeah, it's gonna take a while for that to happen. If that do happen, right, it's gonna take a while,
right,
because
right
now
right.
in the rap game, everything's about swagger and ego. So you're not gonna have too many people getting along because there's gonna be so many ego battles. You know what I'm saying? That's what's killing everything. It's an ego battle. Everybody's ego battling. Everything's about your ego and your swag. Everything that's the main motive.
Okay, now sound off. Did you have something to say?
What I was going to say to Diva is that, yeah, I know every time I bring it up, it's probably like the third time I brought that up in reference to your comment. And,
right.
And I'm gonna say this, Diva. I agree with you totally. I think if there's one entity where there should be unity in anything in life, it should be hip-hop. From where hip-hop came and derived from nothing from nothing, from our people. If any body of people should be unified and be together, it should be those cats. Because we were like dirt under the fingernails when hip-hop started. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that
right.
shit was garbage. It was nothing. And now where is that? It's in corporate America. It's in commercials. White folks want the swag of it. I agree with you. And like Shade said and everybody else said, there was a time when it was some strong unity in hip-hop. Everybody remembers the self-destruction video when the East Coast had the dollar
that.
Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody,
yeah.
And everybody remembers the West Coast version when they did it. They did a video about, you know, gang violence. So it's been there, but like the gentleman just said, it's going to be a while. One thing you got to understand, too, we're in the middle of a recession. There's no money. People are not spending money on sports, entertainment, music like they used to. Of course, that's going to rip it apart. As long as this recession is going on and the country's in the situation we're in, there definitely will be cutthroats in hip-hop and amongst our people. It's just it's tough times, and right now the times we're in, it breeds selfishness, and it breeds that I'm going to look out for me mentality. So
I got a big ego. Beyonce, what a song. She got a big ego. Well, when did having an ego was cool? I never liked people who had a big ego. You think I like Pope Daddy? No. I don't know. I can't stand people with a big ego. It's good to be confident about who you are, but to have a big ego and to look down on others? That ain't something I respect, bro. A big ego.
That's not
positive, and that's what they want to push out. They want kids to have a big ego. They want teens to have a big ego.
And at the same time, we're sending the wrong freaking message. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. I don't know what the big picture. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody's doing for right now. What about the big picture? You know, what about maybe I'm too deep for that. I don't know. Okay.
We feel you.
I'm sorry?
We feel you.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay, Shade, go on. I'm sorry, I'm taking over your show.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just saying, I'm going to get into another track right now. I'm going to get into Soul for Real, and then we're going to put one more track from the Respect My Opinion and the Shade mixtape. And when we get back, we'll continue this discussion, and we'll talk more about, you know, the underrated rappers or overrated, because there's a lot of them out here, and a lot of them are in the underground. So y'all stay tuned. Holla.
Do your thing, girl.
when did all these whack people start rapping? All this gibberish, they yelling on these tracks. And then they on corners claiming that they be trapping. Looking for answers, or maybe I'm just asking. When did skinny jeans become a hot fashion? With punks and mini-me saying they gun blasting. I look at the TV screen and then I start laughing. And trust me, if they got beef, it's not lasting. All a gimmick, guess it comes with a package. Same stuff, new day, but I'm not average. Lying, want proof on this beat, I'm a savage. Mess with me, lyrically, will be tragic. Any beat they hand to me, I attack it. Then you see, eventually, it's a classic. Didn't try hard to be nice, it's a habit. Had the chance, but now I see you don't have it. Got more skills than you, and you're established. So many lanes, I can't tell who the whack is. Rocking them tight shirts, the Ye's nerd glasses. Flaunting a chain that gets taken by the snatchers. Making it rain is not the meaning of a rapper. Making my lane not to say I shouldn't have to. Making a claim cause I'm starting a new chapter. Don't wanna know about before, this is after. Came to conquer, all lanes will be captured. Signing off, you just listen to the master. To the master.
Tell him about the flow.
Flow. Go. 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 Go.
Hello, ears, listen up if you're willing.
Uh-huh.
The hip hop samurai has entered the building.
Okay.
I'm getting that feeling. Music needs a healing.
Yeah.
But they ain't really ready for the knowledge I'm concealing.
Nope.
It ain't dedicated to them half ass rappers. This is for the characters, oh, and the actors. This is for the hip hop guys and the masters. You ready to hear about the flow? I ask.
I'm illa. Illa than your favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Lyrically loaded, and I'm about to clap.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing that you lost, cause I'm seeing what you're after. My flow is tight, key, you can't handle what I'm asking.
No.
The one that only got rappers can't fold me. Demon Slayer, like Sango went to Gomez. Your flow lymphatic, dusty as hell, like you've been left in the attic. Baby, my magic. Flow half real, half beast, I'm a lichen. Haters biting, slowly turning into titans. Trifling, my words get stuck to your brain like candy to your teeth when you eating Mary Jane. Flow insane like an insanitarium. I heart hip hop, that's why I married him. Battle you, nah, I'm afraid I eat you. Will chew your ass up and sit you out like raw seafood, cause I don't like sushi. I roll with the big dogs, baby. You're a little puppy like Poochie. Queen Omega Flow, you can't outdo me. I'm the original, this is a sequel movie. I know my flow sounds sick to your bruh. Cause when I flow, they say it sounds like literature. Yeah, I know my flow sounds sick to your bruh. Cause when I flow, they say it sounds like literature.
Go. Go. Go.
Go.
Go.
Go. Go.
Go.
Go. Go.
Go.
Go.
Go.
Go. Go. Line for line.
Line for line.
Get at it. Get at it.
Hold up.
Bring the beat back.
Respect my opinion in the shade.
In the shade.
Finally
here. Finally here. Finally here.
Learn something.
Learn something.
Learn.
All right, y'all. That was characters from Red Shades and Oxy Tie, a.k.a. KTRS, off the Respect My Opinion and Shade mixtape. If you haven't downloaded it, make sure you download it, or you can listen to it if you're not signed up on that PIF. That PIF doesn't play the title track, Respect My Opinion and the Shade, so on YouTube you can watch the commercial for it and click the other link so you can hear the full song. We're coming out with a video for that very soon. A lot of people like that song. Thanks for the support. Now, we're gonna get back into some people in the chat room was talking about, I guess they must have saw the Best I Ever Had video, and then some people were talking about Soulja Boy's tirade that he had, so we're gonna talk about that. So who wants to get into it first? We can talk about either one.
Oh, well, let's kill the Soulja Boy topic right quick. Soulja Boy went on a whole rant, and he said the white man, I'm using his words, the white man, watered his music down. He said they watered his music down as if his music could get any more watered down. He said they could blame for his image on TV and watering down his music. He's thinking about just quitting and not rapping no more and smoke a blunt, he said. Yeah, just like that. Smoke some kush, he said.
He said he's quitting,
do
right?
Do us that favor. Exactly. And blame the white man. Yeah. All right, out of all the things you could blame the white man for, but you cannot blame him for the watering down of your music that you write.
Oh, wow.
You know when first off came with that song, Superman? I think the white man wrote Superman, though. I don't know what's going on with Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy caught a little bullshit fire out the gate. He caught a little bullshit fire. And once everybody slapped the fuck out themselves and woke up and said, what the fuck am I thinking? And started criticizing him, I think now he needs an out. He needs an excuse. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's all that's going on with Soulja Boy, because his shit was whack off the rip. He was just another one of the biggest novelty rappers to ever just slip through the cracks in hip hop, get a little fire, get a little one hit wonder shit going on, and that's all it was. What I want to do real quick before we get off, I want to throw in my little Drake comment right quick. And I know we got what you got, Shay, like 14, 13 minutes left.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting ready to take and open up another whole show, but I got to get this in. I want to say this about Drake. Don't know enough about Drake just as of yet to commit and say I'm a fan of the music. I like what I'm hearing so far. I don't know what y'all commented on earlier, but I like what I'm hearing so far. Me and Shades had a comment on another show leading up to this show about Drake. And one of the things I told Shades about, you know, the industry today is it's becoming sort of like a, you know, in sports like Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, two sports players where they play two sports, baseball and football. That's what hip-hop is becoming. That's, you know how we always talked about how hip-hop is forever changing, different facets of hip-hop, you know, from Public Enemy to this phase? That's the next wave of hip-hop. The next wave of hip-hop is being able to rap and to be able to sing. And that's what you're seeing going on right now. A lot of artists are trying to cover both areas because they're trying to get two different sets of cheddar. You know, you're trying to get the hip-hop money where you can spit, you can rhyme, then you're trying to get the pretty boy I can sing money, and you're trying to merge those, sort of like hip-hop and pop. And that's where it's going now. And I think Drake is doing nothing different than Kanye West. He's following right down that path. But the problem I see with it is, just as we have a change in hip-hop, just as we have a new phase coming in, you always got guys who's going to try to beat the system and take the shortcut and take the hood route. And whoever is doing that, none other than, what's the cat's name with the voice box? T-Pain. T-Pain has created a shortcut. He's created a shortcut to where, hey, you don't have to be able to sing. Let me hook this voice box up to you, and then you can sing. And that's the new wave you see now in hip-hop. You're seeing cats that can sing and spit, but the cats that can't sing and only spit, they fit right into that category. I mean, think about all the rappers you done heard trying to sing on tracks now. Thanks to T-Pain. Think about it. That's the new wave. That's the new wave now, man. Everybody trying to sing and rap and trying to cover both angles on that money. So with Drake, I think he's just falling right in line, but I think he's more talented than most of these cats that really can't do it, because the brother can't sing. So I'm going to give him props on that. So I don't want to throw
that
in.
He got some talent. He got talent, but it's probably the fact that he's, you know, around that little – he's around Lil Wayne and that – who the hell is the Mac Main? This nigga's garbage. I'm sorry, I just had to throw that out there. I don't know who this guy is.
He's been out, though. Mac Main has been out for a minute, but that's because I'm from New Orleans, so I know a lot of people wouldn't know him. But he's been out, though, but I ain't feeling Mac Main, especially that Miley Cyrus comment. I damn near jumped out the window
okay,
when
so
I heard
now we're
that.
Now we're going to jump back to the Best I Ever Had video then, because somebody said something about that since we're hitting on the Mac Main thing. Somebody said that video was whack. Okay, I agree, but I just want to know what's so whack about it. I just want to know.
I wasn't even commenting the Best I've Had. I was actually commenting the Every Girl video, because that was it was a typical rap video. It was a typical rap video. You got your rappers, you got your car, and then you got your women. But they was doing nothing. It was boring. It was in the same scenery and everything. It was so boring. And I'm like, yo, who is this cat? I don't know this dude. And this dude's garbage. It was just whack.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous to me.
Wow.
Yeah, as far as that.
I'm going to have to go watch it. I haven't seen that video yet.
Oh, I saw it.
But I told people to go check out the Best I Ever Had video if they haven't saw it yet. So that was whack, too. That was really whack. The whole concept.
The point of that, too. That was retarded, too. Like,
that was whack.
Totally upset. I looked at it, all right, he got the girls, and of course they sexy and all, and they on the basketball team, and he telling them all that they're the best he ever had. And then he lost the game, but it had a lot of subliminal messages. He was telling them, take that deep and all that. Come on.
Okay, but the subliminal messages were overshadowed by all the breasts in the behinds in the video, because I can't tell you that I can watch that video and be like, oh, I get what Drake was trying to get. I get the message, like, this is a good dude. Like, not even him, not Drake. I'm not blaming everything on him, but the video, whoever wrote the treatment for Kanye West or something.
Kanye.
Like, I just didn't. Yeah, Kanye directed it. And, because, you know, Drake looks up to Kanye a lot because, you know, that's where everybody said he got his style from. So it's, I just didn't like the video at all. I see where they were trying to go, but I don't think they got it across. How they wanted to, because every black, like, it's already on the internet. People are saying, like, what, that does not make sense. That has to be the worst video at the moment, like, right now.
Yeah, and you're right. To know what it is, though, what the subliminal message is that he having sex with all of these girls who are on his team. So that's why they made it a basketball team, saying, all of these girls are on my team. But in the end, none of them are the best because they all still lose. That's why they lost the game. Because either way it go, I could tell all of y'all the best I ever had, but I'm not going to be with none of y'all. So all of y'all lose in the end. That's what I took out of it.
That's what it looked like.
Okay.
Well, now I'm definitely about to check the video out, see what y'all talking about for real.
Yeah. She had put the link up there, huh? That's how I called it.
Link to the Best I Ever Had video?
Oh, no, you didn't. I think I just typed it in.
Yeah, I plan to have to check it out when I get a chance, see what y'all really talking about.
Okay, yeah, because you're going to be like, and then I read comments because I like to read what people, you know, think about videos and songs and stuff like that. And a lot of people were saying, oh, if any man doesn't like this video, then they're gay and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's not even about that. It's not about, I mean, why are you watching videos for the women anyway? Don't you want to see the videos?
For sexual stimulation.
Yeah, like,
why? Nothing better to do. For sexual stimulation. That's why you watch a video, my man. You don't want to go to music.
I'm not desperate like that. I ain't even desperate.
For real.
Yet, so.
That's
yeah,
what I'm doing.
Down like that. I'm like, I have to like the video to be a real man. I have to be gay because I don't like the video.
If you don't like the video, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense. You know?
It don't. The video don't make no sense.
But you know, the funny thing about videos is some of your better videos are going to come from the cats that really need the videos to push the product, to push the music at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these established artists, when they put these videos out, if the product is already moving and it's making numbers and it's making units, they don't really give a shit about the videos. That's just protocol. And I don't know if maybe Drake and his people got the big head before they put that video out, like, he's already there, he's going to be the next big thing. We're just posting shit together. I haven't seen it, and I'm going to go check it out as soon as this show's over. But a lot of times, some of your better videos come from pretty much artists that are established or they're already, the product is already moving. Videos, you know what the whole thing with videos were from the beginning was. It was to help, you know, move the songs, help move them right along when that whole MTV thing jumped off. So I got to check that out after the show.
Remember what I said. When you go to watch that video, remember what I said about him and all them girls being on his team that he's smashing, but in the end he's not picking none because they still lose. Just remember that when you watch, and you're going to be like, he was spot on.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody, we're coming to the closing of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the callers who called in. You know, tune in next week. Tune in whenever I have my show. You know, we have great topics. Anybody on the line, if you have any shout-outs, give them now, and we're going to get into the last song. Anybody have any shout-outs?
All right. Let me give my shout-out there. Well, shout-out to you, first of all, because this was a hot show.
Thank you.
Tomorrow y'all can check my show out, too. the Chopping Block is on every Monday, whatever. And hit me up on YouTube, and I'm working on the mixtape. It's going to be hot. I'm taking my time. Check it out. That's all.
Okay, yeah, make sure y'all do check out Block YouTube page and the show tomorrow. Really great show. I love it. Well, I have a different time because of where my location, but Block, where over where you're at? What time does it start?
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast, so it starts at 3, so out there probably start, like, in the East, it's going to start at, what, 6, I guess?
Yeah, it's 6 for me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 5 in the South, huh? Like, so,
yeah.
Yeah, 5. Okay. Yeah. That's what's
all right. Sound off now Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Club SOM, man, Friday at 12 o'clock, man. Get me y'all music, man. Hit me up on the message on Blog Talk Radio. I give you the email. Hit me your music, man. I'll immortalize you on Club SOM.
Really great show. I love that show. That's one of my favorite shows on BTR. Those bitches are crazy and they're live. So make sure y'all
have rappers on this show, right?
He plays a lot of upcoming shows on Love. Yep.
Yeah. What I do is I actually mix live on the show. So when y'all send me y'all tracks, I'm gonna mix them live. You know, with the current stuff that's today. Rev been holding out. Y'all need to go get that mixtape. I asked Rev for new tracks, and she sent me some shit like 30 minutes before the show. I had to damn near revamp the whole show. That mixtape is hot. Go get it.
All right. Thank you. Any more shout outs, anybody?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my GTP fam, you know what I'm saying? My fam and everything else. Got that Rebellious Society mixtape coming soon. Be on the lookout for that. And on Red, you know what I'm saying? We still going to do that feature or whatever. I just ain't got to the studio to do it or whatever. Been tired of all that other stuff.
No problem.
I'm going to send that to you sometime this week.
All right.
My word, I'm going to send that to you sometime this week. And,
okay.
I tried to get your mixtape yesterday. I was in the library. I was trying to download it, sign into Dad Piss and everything, but the system of the library wouldn't let me download it, and it started talking about some extract to the zip file and all this other stuff. So
okay, it's all right.
I'm trying to get that, too, this week, too. So
okay, all right. Okay, everybody. Well, like I said, thanks for tuning in. This was a great show. I enjoyed it. Make sure you hit me up on YouTube. If you type in Rhett Shades on YouTube, you'll find my videos. Subscribe. You know, leave comments. I'll be sure to do the same. Thank you, everybody. Love y'all.
All right.
Y'all, I'm getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the club, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if he got the fully equipped kit on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch in town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
woke.
Bought the fifth diamonds and pearls, I mean, woke. Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist. Woke. Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like, woke. Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like, woke. Lost the boot shrimp from 2 cents like, woke. Saggy wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like, woke. Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like, whoa. Niggas getting both on my block like, whoa. Coming home within a half an hour like, whoa. Running like they had the manpower like, whoa. More or less, more so, I risk it, talk so, I live the fast life. Come through in the front slow like, whoa. My niggas like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like, whoa. East Bay with cocaine like, whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like, whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes like, whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like, whoa. Finger near nigga asshole like, whoa. Team floor bitches and bitches like, whoa. 9-9 Jag Benz poop like, whoa. Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like, whoa. Grenade through your window, bitch, like, whoa. Love to see me do this shit like, whoa. Niggas put me through this shit. Like, whoa, so I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow, like, whoa. And with the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow, like, whoa. My niggas, like, dough, like, bro, nice, bro, my flow, nice, bro, like, whoa. We bag it, then flip it, like, whoa.
Just say something next time. And I swear, if I see a trip come out your arm, I'm straight about to speak you. I'm straight about to get up.
Nigga like, whoa. Half on his quote. Now, nigga, that's whoa. flow so properly, you'll see I'm war. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like war. Guns be popping, be retreat like war. Hear my name in these streets, it's like war. Must I pound the concrete like war? Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like war. Your man ain't war. The judge ain't war. CO's ain't war. PO's ain't war. Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C. K-Riders ain't war. I rip the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the port, flow like war. My niggas, light go, light go, light go, my flow, light go, light go. Niggas getting money in VA is woe. Honey's looking right in ATL is woe. Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is woe. Bitches taking paper in LA is woe. Niggas stacking dough in DC is woe. PRD all hold me down like woe. Ballers in Detroit hold me down like woe. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is woe. Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is woe. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is woe. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is woe. Memphis and Lowbox, my niggas is woe. Panama niggas, they hold me down like woe. My New York people, they hold me down.